IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Viewpoint. I am Beta, and once again, I have the chance and opportunity to be at your service as the host of today's episode. And here with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Ali and Sheikh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said a beautiful narration, which I'm going to recite for you. The one who oppresses, the one who cooperates with him, and the one who remains silent are all oppressors. And today we're going to talk more about this silence and, you know, the reaction that we have, we should have as Muslims and as human beings towards oppression and so on. The first question is that can we be silent in front of oppression or not? Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, the antonym of oppression is justice.
Yeah.
If you want not to be silent in front of oppression, then you have to be just and fair. And now the question is that to be just or to perform and fulfill justice in our life, is it something necessary? Is it something, for example, obligatory or not? The answer is yes, because without justice, first of all, we should know that from the Islamic perspective, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the creator of the universe, is just. We believe in divine justice. What does it mean? We mean that ontologically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just and fair. One of the great attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his justice. Because he is just and fair, he sent to us the prophets and the imams. And then, based on the teachings and doctrines of justice by the Holy Prophet and the imams, we will be judged fairly and justly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment, which is the manifestation of divine justice. So whatever we believe in Islam is justice. It starts with justice of God. It ends with justice of God. Because the Day of Judgment is the manifestation of justice.
Yeah.
If there was no justice in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course the qiyamah or the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be meaningless. Based on this justice, he sent us the prophets and imam to inform us of these just rules to be obeyed, to be observed in our life. So that's why it is the responsibility, is the duty of a human being, the prophets and the followers of the prophets, to be just and fair, which means that whenever there is oppression, whenever something is performed against justice, it is the duty of mankind, it is the duty of humanity to stand against injustice, to stand against oppression. So that is why from the pure Islamic perspective, we can say that, of course, performing justice, fulfilling justice in our life is something mandatory and necessary that should be performed by all the people. It is from the religious perspective. Even from the modern humanities perspective, I mean social science or political science in the modern world, we see that, for example, there are great thinkers in the West. They are also of the view that justice should be fulfilled and performed. I just mentioned some of them. For example, we have when great political thinkers in the West like John Locke. John Locke was of the view that security should be, let's say, provided for the people. He said that without justice, there would be no security.
Yeah.
Or, for example, we have nowadays in the, let's say, 21st century, we have John Rawls. John Rawls is of the view that if there is no justice in the political structure, then, of course, there would be no facilities for the mankind. Anyhow, so if there is oppression in one part of the world, if the other nations keep silent, actually, they destroy the security of the whole world. the global or the international kind of security will be in danger. Because if one nation can oppress other nation, this process of oppression cannot stop in that nation. It will continue. If the rest of the nations, if the rest of the world stand against this oppression, then of course they can stop the oppressors, and it is the fulfillment of justice in the whole world. So that's why I think whenever we see that there is oppressor in one single, for example, area in the world, if the other nations, if the other countries, if the other, let's say, societies keep silent and do not care about those oppressed ones, then one day this oppression will come to themselves.
Yeah.
So that is why it is the duty and the responsibility of all the nations at least to raise their voice, at least to, for example, protest, at least to demonstrate against this kind of oppression if they cannot do, for example, anything physically. That's why I think both from religious perspective and from the modern humanities perspective, we can say that justice is a need, is a must that should be performed, which is opposed to oppression, and oppression should be stopped.
Thank you, Sheikh Rouhani, for your explanation that. You mentioned this important fact that the opposite of actually oppression is justice itself. And in order to keep this justice, we need to stand against this oppression in order not to make it worldwide spread and not to get harmed ourselves. But sometimes there is nothing we can do. You know, even that raising our voice will not doing so much for anybody. So why should we bother ourselves even doing something like that when we know there won't be kind of influence on anything?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Actually, we need to know what oppression is and what dhulm, the Arabic term which is being translated as oppression and oppressing others. Actually, it was defined in the words of the respected brother, but I want to have another look at this term. It's when we violate the borders. I mean, the people have some personal and social rights, and when their rights are being violated, and it means these borders have been violated, so it's the time that oppression happens. Islamically speaking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها. There are some borders, do not violate those borders. I mean, in personal and social aspects and scales. Again, another rule, or let's say law, we have in Islamic teachings that لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون. Do not accept oppression and do not oppress anyone. So these are, I think now we understood that when there are some borders, we need to observe the borders and to respect the borders that have been defined by communities, by societies, by religions. But in case we see that our rights are violated, the rights of a group of people, personal rights, rights of a society are being violated. So we have been, first and foremost, have been recommended to forgive and forget and leave the whole issue,
yeah,
if it is possible. But if not, فَعَاقِبُوا مِثْلَ مَا عُقِبْتُمْ وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلَ مَا عُقِبْتُمْ بِهِ. But if you have been violated, if you have been oppressed, retaliate in that case the same amount that you have been violated. I mean, you have been oppressed. Even it's interesting to know that in Islam, if we have been violated and if we have been oppressed, we are not allowed to oppress even more than the oppression that we received. This justice can show itself here in Islamic and religious teachings. So all in all, we want to say that so we have a duty in this world. If we can, if it is possible, we can forgive and forgive, and if not, we need to retaliate. But there are two major perspectives in this regard. While you are being oppressed, or while oppression happens, one group of scientists, let's say scientists of social studies, they say that you have to be silent. The scientists of social studies, they say that no, you don't need to stay silent, and you have to retaliate. But we have the Islamic perspective here. Islam gives us, I think, I mean, what we covered earlier is a very moderate view in this regard. First, if this violation of oppression is not too much, okay, we have this right to forgive. But if you think this, I mean, the right is badly violated and the right has been, we have been oppressed badly, or we see a group of people are being oppressed, or, I don't know, another person, or in different levels and scales. If oppression happens in a larger scale, so this is not the way to forgive and forget, but we have to, we don't need to be silent anymore.
Yeah.
So we have to react on these issues. Because, as we said, كونوا للظالم خصما للمظلوم معاون الإمام عليه السلام says that you have to be enemy of the oppressor and assistant to the oppressed. So this is not telling us that if this oppressed one is a Muslim or I don't know
yeah,
a non-Muslim
yeah,
or
no exception.
What religion or what, let's say, mindset he has or is following. So we have a duty. But in case nothing, we can do nothing. I mean, when we have been oppressed and when we see the oppression in a level, in a scale, that we cannot do anything. I mean, the only thing that we can just to see and watch. So what is our duty? This is very important. Well, we see that, for example, a group of people, a country is being oppressed day and night, the people of which are being massacred, and we can do nothing. What is our duty here? This is, I think, interesting. That Islam doesn't want you to be indifferent. Though you cannot do anything, the least amount of thing that you can do is your duty. But being indifferent to say, no, okay, I have to be silent. No, this silence, even if you have this hatred in your heart towards the people who are oppressing others, this is the least amount of a duty that you have as a duty bound.
Yeah.
Second, if, as the respected brother mentioned, if you can do anything by a word, by a pen, by your presence in demonstrations, rallies, everything. So this is your duty. If you can manage, if you can attend, if you can help, this is your Islamic and religious duty. So you cannot be indifferent in front of injustice that is happening. Yes, in the lower levels that, for example, there is a discussion between you and a friend and he oppressed and violated your rights. So Islam does recommend that, okay, forgive
yeah,
and forgive.
It.
But when you see that it goes to the massacre and genocide. So how can human beings be silent? Those who are silent, we have to, look at them with, with surprise that how, what made them that actually savage, that they are silent and they agree with that massacre and
yeah.
genocide. So we should be, surprised that what kind of worldview are they following? That they are silent. Who agrees that, for example, a person being killed and others, being killed out of oppression and others watch him and laugh? Definitely no school of thought, no religion, no human, branch of, science and no branch of humanity actually agrees with this action. So in these areas, we need to be indifferent. At least, as I said, the least action, the least act that we can do is to show our hatred, to do anything while we are unable to, for example, attend and, stand in front of the oppressor.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to us, dear listeners. It was all the time we had for today's episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, accept that. Ummati, ummati, ya يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. أمتي أمتي يقولها شفعة أنا لها